Right, hello, this is Stranded with your host Matt, back for another week of an eclectic mix of Australian and Canadian independent and underground music. This week we have part two of my interview with Stephen Gord from Major Lane, a band from Langley, BC. Part one was last week. You can catch it at the blog ausstrandedradio.com, where we have tons of interviews logged. And you can follow us also at Twitter at AusStranded and facebook.com/AusStrandedRadio. This week we also have a brand new track from Miss White Spider. She is a multidisciplinary artist based in the Cariboo of BC. But we're going to start out with Royal Headache. Now, I must apologize for not airing this band's songs before. They really are quite special. They put out two albums in, let's see, well, they were active in 2008 until 2018, so only 10 years, but put out two really strong albums. This is a Sydney garage band, and that kind of percolated up in the underground scene there, and there's just something a little special about them, particularly the vocals. Very, very soulful. I'll play you three tracks here, you'll see what I mean. I just love this sound. I love the garage rock sound, and then when you add on the really, really soulful, heartfelt vocals on top, it just gives us this extra presence and heft. I really like this band, and it's a shame they dissolved. Maybe this will be one of the bands that comes back, who knows, but both albums are very, very good. So we're going to hear two tracks from their debut self-titled Royal Headache, and then Carolina, this wonderful single from the album High. So here it is. This is a band no longer with us, but worth listening to. They're called Royal Headache. This is Psychotic Episode.
I'm trying to wait to get another. I am the perfect guy. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Royal Headache there. And three tracks. We heard two tracks from the debut self-titled Psychotic Episode, which came out in 2012. And then in 2015, their second and last album came out. It was called High, and we heard Carolyn there. Just wonderful track. Again, such a soulful vocalist there. And sadly, the band no longer with us. So around for 10 years, 2008 to 2018. Please come back. Here's some more quality Australian songwriting from a band called Dead Roo out of Adelaide. They're a quartet. And here's a really catchy single called Nick of Time. And after that, we're going to have two very positive tracks. First up is Kuya James. He's an Indigenous artist from Australia. And his latest single is a collaborative effort with Emily Wurramurra, and it's called Trust. And this track is a self-confident offering, inspiring listeners to know their inner strength, let loose, and have trust. And after that, we're going to hear from Miss White Spider. So we're going to shift over to Canada. And Miss White Spider, she lives in the Cariboo. She is a multidisciplinary artist, very gifted in the visual arts, but music as well. And you can find her releases at soundcloud.com/Miss White Spider. And the track we're going to play for you is a track called Please Wake, and it's about freedom for the next seven generations. Okay, here's some new music for you, starting out with Adelaide band Dead Roo. Then we'll hear from Kuya James and Miss White Spider.
Should've known. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Stranded. Again, you can find us at AustrandedRadio.com and Twitter at Austranded and Facebook.com/AustrandedRadio. In that set, we heard Dead Roo, a four-piece from Adelaide with Nick of Time. And the latest single from Kuya James, Australian Indigenous artist. He collaborated with Emily Wurumura with that track Trust. And then we shifted over to Canada with Miss White Spider with Please Awake, her latest release. She lives in Williams Lake, BC. Now it's time for part two of my interview with Major Lane from Langley, BC. So if you missed last week, go to that blog, AustrandedRadio.com, and you'll find part one. And these guys are so fun to talk to. This is a lengthy interview, but it's worth it because they've got a lot of cool things to say. We're going to start out with the track from the EP. It's called, the track is Captain Boastful in the World of Action, from the EP Willfully Obtuse. And last week on the show, the guys were talking about the origin of that name for that song, Captain Boastful in a World of Action. And they're going to keep talking about that in the first part of this interview. And then Cameron Catalano will be speaking too. He recorded the EP. So here is Major Lane with Captain Boastful in the World of Action, the first track off their EP Willfully Obtuse, then we'll get into the interview.
because this guy's precedent for, like, I'm right, all of you should listen to me, was he had a bunch of YouTube videos detailing operatic vocal stylings. And
also a lot of conspiracy theory shit.
And a lot of weird conspiracy theory stuff. We won't talk about that.
Yeah. But it was very funny when I did check out his YouTube channel. It's like, okay, there is some, like... Like, he is an accredited teacher. He was, like, posted at a music school for some time. I don't know if he's still with them or was at the time that this discussion occurred. But the point is, like, he had proven credentials and informational stuff on his YouTube channel. And then I scroll down and it's like, okay, that's what that video is about. All right, moving on. And, yeah, so a couple of us just kind of clowned on this guy in that thread for a while. Because that's just kind of what you do. When you find someone who's that willing to engage and that willing to be just, like, irrational and insulting, and when you're willing to take it as non-seriously as I am, just have fun. And take what you can from it. Like, this beautiful, beautiful name that was, like, it fit pretty much perfectly with, like, a lot of the stuff that I was thinking about and writing about at the time in terms of thinking about, like, the value of self-sacrifice and, like, how far it is worthwhile to push yourself when confronting various things, and like this, like the necessity of pushing yourself and doing slightly attention seeking perhaps or grandiose things with the intent of getting your point across.
Someone's got to do it. I'm going over first. You guys better follow.
Like it's kind of like the well-behaved women stereotype or things like that. Like people who just quietly go about their business with good ideas don't typically get those ideas like followed. You kind of got to make a bit of noise, drum up some support to get movement happening behind even genuinely like revolutionary ideas. There still has to be someone who's willing to be that firebrand, who's willing to like take the fall if it goes wrong, or like just kind of be that catalyst.
Yeah. So Captain Principle in a way kind of became like a pseudo mascot to us in the band. Like we personify him as like a cape wearing, like
eye patch
wearing, like helmeted
like a golden age superhero, the kind of guy who would like go across and punch Hitler in the face.
So we should say to the listeners, so we are also joined now by Cameron Catalano, who recorded the EP. Cameron, you are there, right?
I am here.
First of all, how did you get to know Steve and Gordon? How did you all come together?
Well, Gordon is my cousin, so I've known him since he was born. So it's been sort of exciting to watch his progression as a musician, and we've crossed paths a number of times throughout that time and played music together or listened to music together, and we usually only just talk about music, so...
I think I should state, just quickly before you go on, Cameron's like my, among my personal influences, my father, Cameron, and his brother, Evan, were like my, and my grandfather were my influences to like get really serious about music.
I've always done music throughout my whole life. Like, yeah, it's been a perpetual constant. And, yeah, I've like ran a recording studio for a while, and I've been a part of a number of recordings and albums, and part of probably 10 bands over the years. And the last 4 or 5 years, I started doing improvisation along with live performers for live like comedy shows. So probably did about 100 with a bassist and a pianist over the past few years, and that's sort of been one of my musical outlets. And for the last 3 years or so, I've been doing film scores. So I'm actually doing a film score that's a Christmas movie right now, and just had to buy some sleigh bells during quarantine to to make everything sound Christmassy. So,
Christmas in July, perhaps, because that's
So, it's kind of fun. I got to write a country Christmas song in this one, and played some steel guitar, which is something I don't normally break out, but
yeah,
but that sort of the start of the recording was the guys played at the Roxy. Major Lane played a show at the Roxy in late December, and I was there, and I was like, yeah, they're ready to record. So I offered to record them after the show, and we finally were able to coordinate it for, I think it was it February 21st or February 4th?
February 4th.
It was mid-February. from my old studio, I still have all the gear, so I haven't broken it out much in the last few years. So it was nice to set everything up and sling a bunch of mics around and just capture the guys live off the floor. So
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So that was the track Holland from the band Major Lane. And it is on an EP called Willfully Obtuse. And you've been hearing the band speak Stephen Gord and also Cameron Catalano, who recorded the EP Willfully Obtuse. And we're going to get back into this interview. Again, part one was last week. You can find that at ostrandradio.com. So the guys are going to keep talking about the recording of the EP. And we'll squeeze in one more track later on as well. And don't forget, this EP is out on Shock Collar Records.
That was a really fun session.
So basically the process was, is I just mic'd everything up. I think I had 13 or 14 mics on them. And they just ran through their set 5 times.
Yep.
Yeah. And then after we'd gone through that, edited together segments of the takes so that to generate perfect takes of each of the songs, or as close to perfect.
We were definitely interested in like retaining the kind of rough garage feel, just because like,
yeah, that like live garagey.
Especially with like, I feel like a lot of themes we're talking about, too much polish can kind of come off as like dishonest. At least it does to me sometimes. Definitely like hearing a couple of like guitar noises in there, hearing like just kind of like the big crushing swells that happen when it's just like a whole room full of instruments bouncing off one another like that.
Yeah.
That stuff is really important to me.
Yeah. Big thank you to Cameron, because that was like heroic tear.
It was just a really like fun process to just engineer somebody else's recordings. And there's always like this additional element that occurs in the recording process where everybody is actually playing together live. And it's such a more of a rare thing nowadays, where not everyone's just playing to a click track and just laboring over like a guitar solo for 3 days before getting the take that they're happy with. So it's nice to just have fully developed songs to just step into and capture.
And yeah, props to Devin for not needing a click and just being an absolute machine.
A freaking machine. Yeah.
Yeah, that really allowed Devin's me to like to edit takes together. Yeah, so after I'd spent a couple weeks editing it, I sent it off to my brother Evan, who did most of the mixing. And then I finalized it with doing a nice mastering sheen over top of it. And then that was that. So yeah, it was a nice sort of quarantine project. While everybody was locked up, we had some live music. We're really fortunate to have gotten the chance to record just before people weren't allowed to be in the same room together.
Yeah, we've been getting some really great feedback from the record so far, and just having an example of our music that sounds this good is really, really satisfying in a way I don't properly have words for.
Yeah, like it's the cohesive presentation of our ideas. Mm-hmm. Like it's, I guess, what it feels like to release music, which is pretty cool.
And I'm sure it's the first of a lot of releases to come. I am curious, is this a taste for a full length that might be out sometime soon, or that's too far to say?
Well, we've got a couple more tunes that need to be polished out, and yeah, now a four-string slinger to find before we can really get that done, because we want to have like that full like creative input of a multitude of people in a room bouncing ideas off one another, jamming things, because that's how these songs came together and became what they are. Is like I might have come up with like chord progressions and structures, but they weren't songs until like weeks of jamming them.
Basically, like we had the talk where we were like, okay, we could theoretically like we could record without finding another member, but it is very important to us to have that like everybody in the same room, everybody feeding off of the energy of the jam, and like the input of everyone to be like, hey, this sounds good when this happens, and what if I were to do this when you guys do this, and it kind of like locks this in. Like that's really important. That's what like cool songwriting, I think that's how you produce cool songs.
Also, we're just like not that great bass players.
Nader was like it's big shoes to fill.
Who is Hilda Hay? On your Bandcamp, says that Hilda was on gang vocals on at least one of the tracks.
Yeah. So Hilda and my grandmother, actually. Okay, so Hilda is one of my childhood friends.
Me too, actually.
Yeah, and little do we know, Steve went to school with her way back when through the various alternate programs we kind of intersected.
I recognize you.
But yeah, no, Hilda, childhood friend of mine, grew up on the same street with her, hung out all the freaking time, very cool friend. And my grandma dropped us off, because my grandma's freaking awesome, at Cam's house to do the vocal takes, because we went to Cam's place, did the vocals in the hallway, did the vocals separately. Hilda heard my gran was in town, and gran brings Hilda over, and we're just about to do the gang vocal section, with a sickening crack shout from Captain Boastful. And it was just like, Hilda, do you want to shout with us? And she was like, yeah.
No, so, gang vocals is always so much fun.
Gang vocals are great.
So you're just shouting.
Credit every one of your friends.
And you can call it music.
Yeah.
Metal bands across the world.
Yes. And now, some more information here at Majorland Bandcamp. You've got some of your Canadian influences. We've got Sloan here, The Plodes. I'm curious, do you guys have any favorite Australian bands? And now, if you say the obvious ones like AC/DC and INXS, I will judge you.
We love the chats so much.
Is like King Gizzard an obvious one? Because that's what I thought you were going to say.
No, but I'll let you go with that one. That's all right.
Okay, I like King Gizzard a lot. Shit, man. I like a lot of Australian black metal. That's the thing.
Yeah, is there anything else you guys wanted to say to the world?
Get ready.
Yeah, we
got more music.
We'd encourage anyone who's like just into some good rockin' tunes to give us a listen, to download some tracks if you're into them, and let people know what's going on. And my God, we look so much forward to having some kind of ability to play shows again.
Yeah, give us shows.
Anyone who's ever come to a show, whether it's like our current bands or old bands, like we love you so much. We miss you. I miss shows. I miss moshing.
Any one of you I see in the audience, I'm giving you a wink.
So it's the Willfully Obtuse EP, Major Lane, and I've been listening to it. It's some great indie rock with some excellent riffs, and I absolutely adore the solo on Resilient. Really well done, guys.
I'm really proud of Gordy for that one.
Yeah.
It ties things together in a way, and just like it catches you off guard to a degree. Like coming out of the riff that it does, and then it just gets so gloriously 70s and just like soaring. I feel like that's a nice moment to kind of cap out that song.
Yeah.
I just wanted like a Lynyrd Skynyrd moment, but I'm not that good. So I did my best to approximate what I believed I could do.
Resilient is one that like it kind of took a little bit longer than some of the other ones to throw together in terms of like it was a collection of riffs. It was just a kind of disparate ideas. And then throughout like one jam session, pretty much, like the pieces came together, shit started flowing. Gordon, like, it wasn't that solo, but he started ripping great solos. And it's just like, okay, now this is a structure we need to hold on to. I got lyrics together, which is always a slow process for me. It takes me years sometimes to get things together. Like, uh-huh. I've got stuff in my notes right now. You won't be hearing that for a decade.
But it's like, it's a fine whiskey, you know? Like, you wait for it. You're looking at that barrel and you're like, I know.
Like, that song is, like, really indicative of what I consider to be the theme of a lot of our music, which is, like, thinking about, like, personal sacrifice and testing oneself and, like, commitment not only to what you believe is right, but to the people who've supported you. That's definitely, like, a big message that I try to put forward is, like, there are people who will stand up for you, and there are people who will, like, who will make you pay for that. And it can be really difficult to tell the difference between someone who's, like, who's punishing you and who's, like, just struggling themselves, but it's worth the effort, and it's worth hanging on to the people who do, like, who do follow through on that test, and who do, like, prove themselves to be, you know, the kind of brother that Gordon is to me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you.
well.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And that wraps up part two of my interview with Major Lane, the band from Langley, BC. We talked to Stephen Gord and also Cameron Catalano, who recorded the EP. That last track we heard there was Resilient. It's track two off the EP Willfully Obtuse. You can find the band at majorlanebc.com. .bandcamp.com. That's majorlanebc.bandcamp.com. The EP is out on Shock Collar Records, run by Evan Thomas, and that's shockcollarrecords.bandcamp.com. I'm going to leave you with an old track from Scream Feeder out of Brisbane. The track is called Bunny. You can find it on the record Introducing Scream Feeder, Singles and More, 1992 to 2004. See you next week. Bye bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Musqueam,